This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba to virtually address 5th BIMSTEC Summit on Wednesday. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says alliances are formed on the basis of necessity and justification. 93% work of Pokhara Regional International Airport completed and Russia targets East Ukraine siege first phase over. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba is scheduled to virtually address the 5th summit of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral, Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC taking place in Colombo, Sri Lanka on the 30th of March. The Nepali delegation led by the Prime Minister includes Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Khadka, Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi, Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudyal and senior officials from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. According to Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Khadka will, however, physically participate in the 18th BIMSTEC ministerial meeting to be held on 29th of March. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who is on a three-day visit to Nepal, is scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba today. Likewise, the visiting Chinese Foreign Minister will pay courtesy calls on President Vidyadev Bhandari and Foreign Minister Dr. Naren Khadka. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said that an alliance will be formed in the local level election on the basis of necessity and justification. Talking to media today at Inorwa, Minister Karki said that the alliance would be formed only on the basis of necessity and justification in the upcoming local elections, stating that politics without development cannot transform the country and society. Minister Karki said that the country's need now is to guarantee development, good governance and rule of law, for which an alliance has been formed. Chairperson of the National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha has urged the people's representatives and leaders of political parties to use the masks in the upcoming local level election campaign. Inaugurating an interaction program on risk communication and community engagement and COVID-19 vaccination organized by the Ministry of Health and Population in Janakpur Dham today with the support of WHO, Chairperson Timil Sinha said that health standards should be complied with as there is still a risk of COVID-19 infection, urging the people to go not only for the slogan of development and prosperity, but also to spread public awareness about the prevention of COVID-19. Speaking on the occasion, WHO representative to Nepal, Dr. Rajesh Sambajirao Pandab, said that the efforts made in Nepal for the control and prevention of COVID-19 infection were commendable and added that health standards should still be followed. 93% construction of the Pokhara Regional International Airport has been completed, according to project officials. The Chinese construction company CAMCE will hand over the infrastructure of the airport to Nepali authorities following the completion of its main construction work and mechanical connection. According to project chief Binesh Munakarmi, it has been decided to hand over the project infrastructure to the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal symbolically today itself, coinciding with the visit of the Chinese State Councillor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi to Nepal. According to him, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang will hand over the symbolic key of the project to Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers this evening. A team from Tilganga Eye Hospital, Kathmandu has conducted a free eye test in Nizgard municipality today. While examining 2,000 eye patients with the help of Nizgard municipality, cataracts were found in 305 people, said Nizgard municipality Mayor Suresh Kumar Khanal. The people of Nizgard municipality have openly praised the rule and initiative played by the Mayor of Nizgard municipality Suresh Kumar Khanal in providing free treatments to the citizens. The meteorological forecasting division said light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in the hilly regions of Province Swan and Bagmati Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. According to the division, isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of Province Swan and Bagmati Province. The weather will be generally clear in the rest of the country and in other provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Russia says it will focus in its invasion of Ukraine on liberating the East, signaling as a possible shift in its strategy. The defense ministry said that the initial aims of the war were complete and that Russia had reduced the combat capacity of Ukraine. Russia's invasion appeared aimed at swiftly capturing major cities and toppling the government, but it has stalled in the face of fierce Ukrainian resistance. Head of the General Staff's Main Operations Administration, Sergei, said the main tasks of the first stage of the operation have been carried out. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said his troops had landed powerful blows on Russia and called on Moscow to recognize the need for serious peace talks. The World Health Organization, WHO, said there have been more than 70 separate attacks on hospitals, ambulances and doctors in Ukraine, with the number increasing on a daily basis. It says the targeting of healthcare facilities has become part of the strategy and tactics of modern warfare. A recent casualty on 8th of March was the newly refurbished central hospital in Izium, south of Kharkiv. It was hit by what the Ukrainian authorities said were Russian shells. Video and footage posted online by the city's deputy mayor showed extensive damage to the main hospital building. Since 24th of February, the WHO has reviewed and verified 72 separate attacks on healthcare facilities in Ukraine, causing at least 71 deaths and 37 injuries. The United States has cancelled planned talks with the Taliban in Qatar that were said to address key economic issues after the group that is now ruling Afghanistan reversed a decision to allow girls to return to secondary school. The cancellation was the first concrete sign that recent Taliban moves on human rights and inclusivity could directly affect the international community's willingness to help the group, some of which leaders are under U.S. sanctions. A State Department spokesperson said on Tuesday they joined millions of Afghan families in expressing our deep disappointment with the Taliban's decision to not allow women and girls to return to secondary school. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa to virtually address 5th BIMSTEC summit on Wednesday. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says alliances are formed on the basis of necessity and justification. 93% work of Pokhara Regional International Airport completed and Russia targets East Ukraine, says first phase over. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.